Well, in the WNRN studios this morning, Dean Fields. Welcome. Hello, Dean.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, that's good. So when I was reading up and looking at some of the stuff on your website, there are a lot of chat from the folks in Miami about you, which is good. So I guess the question is, when did you journey your way here to Virginia? You obviously were in Miami for a while, ended up on a kind of local CD down there.
Yeah, I went down there when I grew up in Richmond and then went to William & Mary, and everyone, when they graduated, had somewhere to go and to do, I guess, things to do. So I knew I had to go to graduate school, apparently. That was my only option. I didn't know that. I don't know. So I just kind of went down there to do graduate school, and halfway through realized this is not at all what I want to do. But I was down there doing it and just decided I was going to do music after that and split. Plus, it was just too hot. It was way too hot in Miami.
But you started, I mean, while you were in graduate school, you started doing music out and about? Or you said, well,
yeah,
no graduate school for me, and then let's do this out there?
It was, I mean, I went down there to do graduate school in the School of Music. I mean, I was doing some different music production and things like that, but it just, I don't know, it didn't do it for me. And I had just become more interested in songwriting at that point and become more confident playing out. You know, I was playing a lot down there, and that's kind of, it kind of gave me my legs to go out and do it. So it was a good thing, but I just didn't want to be there anymore. So.
Right. Well, you know, you did the master's thesis. You put out the CD, right?
Well, you know, it's funny. Actually, I have one more semester to do, and I'm getting married in a couple of months. And I went, you know, just kind of talking with those folks down there. How can I get my degree and not go to Miami? And I may be finishing it on Skype.
Really?
Kind of weird. Yeah, that would be how I finished that degree. But otherwise, I'm not really interested. I'm not going down there. So.
Okay. Well, fair enough. We've got Dean Fields here, not in Miami, this morning at WNRN. And you put out a CD, which is called Everything Just Happened the Way It Happened. When did this come out?
Early last year. So early in 2009. So we've been kind of touring on it as a band. It was my time to do a record as a band. That's what I wanted to do.
So you recorded it here in Virginia?
Most of it, yeah. I actually recorded it in Sound and Music Studios, and then some of it, a friend of mine owns a place called Songwire Studios, so I did most of the overdubs there. So
where did you earn the praise from folks like Roseanne Cash? I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, because I opened
Fields
up for her.
Dean Fields is great.
Yeah. I opened up for her. Actually, she's a really sweet person, and her husband is a great guitar player, and mm-hmm. he's really nice, too. I got the chance to open up for them, and they were really nice to me. So.
Well, that's where did you open for her?
Up north, at the Birchmere in D.C., so, yeah.
All right, well, we got Dean Fields here. How about if you play us a song? What are you going to play for us first?
The song's called L.A.
She called me from New Mexico. I couldn't tell you why. They say she told me so, just goodbye. On her way to anywhere but my way. With a suitcase and a smile, further from me every mile. And so she's off to LA. I guess we'll both be better off this way. I'll never help but wonder, have I just let it go? I just slipped out from under, but I'll never know. Well, my love for you is fading, fading like an echo. So cold you'll never hear a thing. But somewhere in the bitter Boston breezes floats a faith I had in love. And a thousand times I screamed your name. And so she's off to LA. I guess we'll both be better off this way. I'll never help but wonder, have I just let it go? But just slipped out from under, but I'll never know. I hear you're doing fine, but just in case you ever change your mind, we'll come back from LA. case we won't be better off this way. I never help but wonder, have I just let it go? But just slipped out from under, but I'll never know. And so she's off to LA. I guess we'll both be better off this way. I never help but wonder, have I just let it go? But just slipped out from under, but I'll never know. Just slipped out from under, but I'll never know. She called me from New Mexico. I couldn't tell you why.
WNRN, Dean Fields is my guest this morning in the WNRN studios. His album from last year, Everything Just Happened the Way It Happened, is his newest, and he's going to be playing at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall coming up on Saturday. So I'm kind of curious about a couple of things. I familiarized myself with this record over the last couple of days, I actually played that song the other day on the air, and so hearing you play it live, kind of stripped down, I can kind of hear in my head, you know, this is when this thing comes in, and that's when that happens, and you know, it's just not there, but it's still kind of playing in my head. You know, schooling in music production kind of help you put this CD together to some degree?
A little bit. I did. I went to William & Mary to do visual arts first, and then switched halfway through to do music. And I really had to play catch up a lot. And just kind of learn as much as I could while I was there in the 2.5 years I spent studying music, you know what I mean? So most of the things I learned about orchestration and instrumentation came from William & Mary, and then how to use those in the rock and folk world came from Miami. And then just after that, knowing that stuff and then being able to listen to that with other people's records, I think that's where I kind of made it all make sense. So I learned it from two different camps and just kind of made it all work for me.
Well, I have a particular affliction in that I listen to lots of music, and when I hear stripped down stuff, then I actually usually hear the band anyway.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, it's kind of like here it was the opposite thing that happened, in that I'd already heard it. But it seems to me that it's very natural the way you've done it. I mean, the production is good. So it sounds like you learned something while you were in Miami that you took away.
I also surround the guys that are on that record and the guys that influence me, you know, my other players on the album, they're all awesome. They know exactly what they're doing.
So who are some of the players on this record?
On that record, Brian Jones plays drums. Trey Pollard is playing pedal steel and electric guitar. Upright bassist Curtis Fye, who's ridiculously good. So just great guys. I'm just lucky that I happen to have friends who are awesome. So,
and these are people that you knew from before you went to Miami?
Yeah, Curtis and I grew up together out in Mechanicsville. Daniel Clark, who plays piano, also plays drums on my album, which a lot of people don't know. But it's just great musician. Daniel and I grew up together. From there, I've just been able to kind of be friends with the folks they're friends with too. So it's been kind of cool.
So if you started at William & Mary in visual arts, when did you start writing songs and playing guitar?
I started writing really bad songs at about 11 years old. I wrote really bad songs at 21, too. I would say Miami was good for me in one thing, is because I didn't have any friends. I just was there, and I just was spending all my free time playing guitar in my room. And it just was a chance to really hone my craft and get good at doing whatever it is I was doing. So that's when I started really dedicating myself to it. So,
again, Miami was good for you, I guess.
I guess it was. You know what else? I also discovered Lucinda Williams. I mean, that was like a turning point for me, I think. I'd been listening to Smashing Pumpkins for a long time, and it was time to listen to something. You know, I love the Smashing Pumpkins, but there was a time where things kind of shifted about, you know, became the song at that point, and she was a big part of that. So
who else do you listen to?
Who else do I listen to? I listen to Iron and Wine a lot right now. I like stuff that's kind of quiet. What else am I listening to? Jose Gonzalez. I always listen to Bob Dylan and Neil Young. So,
well, to me, one of the things is, there are many fine young men who play guitar. There are plenty of them who take to a microphone. But there are very few people that I really consider to be good singers.
Sure.
Male or female, really. But you're a very good singer. Did you learn? Did you take lessons?
You just kind of got it? Yeah, I took one lesson and absolutely hated it. I actually learned from him that I shouldn't eat a salad with ranch dressing before I have to play a show. So I guess it was beneficial in that way. Apparently ranch dressing is bad for your vocal cords.
Mayonnaise in general, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, that's when you think about ranch as being mayonnaise, it makes it something you don't want to have anyway. But I don't know. I just kind of just do my thing. And when I listen to myself and it doesn't sound good, I try and fix whatever it is I don't like about my voice. So I don't know.
Dean Fields is my guest this morning. He's playing Saturday night at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall. Another tune for us? What are you going to play next?
This is called Tongue Like a Hammer. There was a period of time where I was writing really pretentious titles, and that's this one.
A tongue like a hammer and a mouth full of nails. A watchdog's bark and a cat of nine tails. But ain't I been a hard one, living on a bank run? Well, honey, you've been loving like no one's ever done. A beggar's cup empty save a hard lay claim on belly button fuzz and your hip-hop name. But ain't you still a pal I knew? Ain't I the fella that you always turn to? Well, honey, let me love you like no one's ever done. So let me prove you wrong, all your ever-present doubt and your endless questions. Honey, let me love you like no one's ever done. Present doubt and your endless questions. Honey, let me love you like no one's ever done. Honey, let me love you like no one's ever done. No one's ever done. Honey, let me love you like no one's ever done. A tongue like a hammer and a mouth full of nails. Watchdogs bark and a cat of nine tails.
WNRN, Dean Fields is my guest this morning in the WNRN studios, and he is playing at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall coming up on Saturday night. Do you know these folks who are opening for you at all? Little Phillies?
I don't know them. Actually, I just heard about the venue because my buddy Jesse Harper told me to check it out. So I just hit up the guy who's doing all that, and he put together the bill. So.
Well, Jesse Harper's pretty good to have as a friend.
Oh, he's been... Actually, I should have mentioned him. He actually has been playing with me for a long time. It just, once he started becoming Jesse Harper, he had time to play with me less, and I was doing more of an electric thing. But yeah, we've been pals since a long time, since high school, so...
Well, it's when I read about the comparisons that people have with you, because what I didn't hear in your kind of people that you're listening to, or even some influences, are people like Jeff Buckley and Leonard Cohen. Have you ever spent any time listening to them?
Yeah, it's funny. There's a commercial right now with Bird on a Wire on it, and I was it's funny to hear Leonard Cohen in a different context. I got into Leonard Cohen first by reading his stuff more than listening to it, because I couldn't listen to him. You know, I was probably 22, 23 years old, and just I couldn't get... I was into Voices, and he didn't have a voice I could really listen to. It's only become the last few years that I've been able to kind of listen to his music, but I read his lyrics for a long time just because I know he was amazing. Jeff Buckley, yeah, I mean, I remember listening to him, and I guess anytime someone has a vibrato in their voice, I guess they immediately want, or and they're singing high, they immediately want to associate it with Jeff Buckley, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, they're both awesome, and I'm definitely into them. I couldn't say that they're the biggest influence on me, though. So I think I rip off Neil Young more than anyone else, but no one ever says that.
Well, it's interesting because there was a beginning of a song I was listening to yesterday, and I'm like, this is the beginning of a Neil Young song.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. I'm sure. Yeah, that's probably right.
So, well, I'm glad my ears are still working. Dean Fields from Richmond, Virginia, here in the studio this morning, going to be playing at Mockingbird in Stanton coming up on Saturday night. So, have you been writing more? Have you got new songs?
Yeah, actually, I just got a publishing deal late of last year. I signed that, and now it's all. Now I'm just trying to write like a fiend. Now that that's become the currency, I guess, I need to spend it. So I'm trying to just write and write and write. I'm doing a lot of co-writing. I think what I'm going to end up doing is putting out a ton of EPs for the next, you know, a year to a year and a half, and everything that's being recorded for all the projects I'm doing, I'm just going to start putting them out. So it's been kind of cool. It usually takes me a long time to write a song, but when I'm co-writing, it's filtered a little bit differently. So whatever we're working on needs to be done. And it's, you know, you sit down and you finish it. So I have more stuff that's finished right now. So
who are you co-writing with?
Who am I co-writing with? A couple guys up in Brooklyn I did last week. Luke Brindley, who's a good songwriter from D.C. I co-wrote with him yesterday. Chris Coyp here in Charlottesville. I've written with him a bit. Mika Pauly up in New York. So I'm kind of just getting into all that. I'm going out to Nashville to write with some guys on Carnival, Mondo Sands and Blue Sanders. So
Mondo Sands actually has been a guest here.
Yeah, he's great. We've written together before, so... He's a really cool dude.
Yeah.
Laid back, you know. I like him a lot, so.
Good. Well, I'm glad you've got some good friends to write with, and it's interesting, the whole collaborative process, and your twist on it, like, well, we finish it, is kind of an interesting idea as well, just, you know, because some people do have troubles finishing stuff. And
yeah,
they get
it would
started.
Take forever otherwise. I mean, when is it done, right? I mean, there's always a line you don't really like, that, you know, like... work on that for the next 2 weeks, but you know, I have a problem with editing. That's my problem.
But do you have a problem? You want to edit too much, or are you afraid of editing?
You know, I would probably say I have a problem with both of those things. I mean, it depends on the project, but most of the time, it's just that there's something I don't like about something, and I will keep trying at it, and usually no one would really care, to be honest with you. But I guess since I have to sing it every night, I just want to fix it. So. But anyway, you know, when you're co-writing, you're investing yourself in it with someone else, I guess. I guess that's the thing. So you still have the ownership, but it's a little bit different. I don't feel the need to filter quite as much. So,
Dean Fields is my guest this morning, and he'll be playing at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall on Saturday night. Want to do another song?
Sure. This is the song that that gave the album its title. It's called On Its Way to You, but... the album is called Everything Just Happened the Way That It Happened. Yeah, I stole this idea from an email I got from my fiance when I stepped in dog mess. Is that what it's called? Yeah, so that's the inspiration. Everything just happened the way that it happened. Gone the way of fate and circumstances. Well, the wind that blew brought a new hairdo to all you knew. 'Cause everything just happened the way it happened. Everything on its way to you. Well, it's true what you said, my head is full of horrible things. Like spiders, they creep in our mouths while we're sleeping. It's a quiet revenge for the web that we walk in. Then all is forgiven, 'cause everything.
everything just happened the way it happened. Everything on its way to here. Used a girl for the sake of a song once. And I've used a song for the sake of a girl more than once. But now all my songs are letters that I wrote to you but sent her. And that's all I remember. Everything just happened the way it happened. Everything on its way to you. Yeah, on its way to you.
WNRN, Dean Fields is my guest this morning in the WNRN studios. He is playing at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall coming up on Saturday night, and we heard the song in which the album title comes from, Everything Just Happened the Way That It Happened. There's some really kind of interesting imagery in that song. I remember that whole thing about the spiders kind of jumped out at me when I was listening to it. Not a particularly yummy idea.
No, I used to be scared of that as a kid. I remember it was something that I'd heard. It's stuck in my head for a long time, this idea that when you sleep, you're eating spiders the whole time. Like, everyone swallows like 17 spiders a year or something. I can't remember what the exact fact is, but apparently we're all eating spiders all night long.
Oh, well, thanks for letting me know.
You're welcome.
So, well, we've got Dean Fields here, and he is going to be playing at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall coming up on Saturday night. Well, obviously, Richmond felt like home, and you obviously had a lot of good people to play with, but where are you finding that you're playing out there? Do you have some favorite places you like to play?
In Richmond?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've actually started playing, well, Ashland Coffee and Tea is a great place to play. And when I was playing solo or just with a small combo, that was where I liked to play. And then I started getting this idea that I wanted to be a loud band. I just wanted to have a lot more going on. And this place, Capitol Hill Music Hall, really kind of fit that for us. So it kind of worked. And it was big enough that people could get kind of rowdy but still listen to us. And actually, I'm going back to Ashland Coffee and Tea next month just because I'm pulling it all back just a little bit to get back to this idea of telling stories and just me, and you know, I have a couple guys on stage with me too, but you know, just, I'm gonna pull back a little bit with that and see what happens. So I kind of miss that intimacy, and I miss, you know, telling stories in between songs and having everyone's attention. So
is it important to you to kind of have that two sides to your musical career, kind of the storyteller, kind of singer songwriter guy with guitar, and then you also have the loud band thing?
Yeah, I think for me, I forgot that. I forgot that I loved that. I forgot that I'm a middle child and I have to be the center of attention. I love that. I love telling stories. I love telling jokes. That's the part I like about what I do. I just happen to also play guitar and sing. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I've worked really hard on being a good singer and playing guitar, but I like that combination of just being up there and saying whatever I want. So,
Dean Fields is my guest this morning in the WNRN studio. Do you want to do one more live one? Then we'll get to one directly from your CD here.
Yeah, if I do, I got to tune this back up.
Oh, okay.
That was actually the best I've ever tuned my guitar.
Well,
this song's called Be Sweet to Me.
We got Dean Fields here in the WNRN studio. He's playing Saturday night at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall in Stanton.
I'm the ash of your lit cigarette, clinging both hands tight to your lips, but you only breathe me in to burn me down. In between you meeting me and leaving me, be sweet to me. I wanna hang like a hem thread from your dress. Just sweeping the floor while you're pretty at your barrettes. But I'm not the face to make a photo on your arm wall. In between you, me, and me, and leave and me, be sweet to me, be sweet to me.
WNRN. Dean Fields is my guest this morning. He's playing at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall coming up on Saturday night. Well, thank you, Dean, so much for coming in this morning and playing live in the WNRN studios. And good luck on your publishing and all your little EPs you're going to put out and all the co-writing you're going to be doing. What?
I guess I have to do that now that I've said that out loud, right?
Well, we hope that you will.